You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, your alternative to mainstream media. Broadcasting from Simon Fraser University at Burnaby Mountain, British Columbia.
Circle. Can you feel the earth all around us? I'm Reverend Miller here at the Earth Church. I want to welcome you to Earth Riot Radio. Earth Riot Radio. Oh, feel the earth. I was sitting on a riverbank when a kind of wind swept through the hundreds of green leafy trees and bushes and grasses, and all around me, just this waves of green. And I knew it was time to make my radio message for Earth Riot Radio, but I hadn't brought my phone. I thought if I could just capture the sound of all these leaves. I was reaching for my phone, like a little ground animal rummaging through my satchel, but my hand couldn't find it. I forgot it, and this wind had a response from 10,000 leaves. I was overtaken by flutters and whistling and rustlings, and some branches moved around like maestros, you know, conductors of a symphony of leaves with arms and hands outstretched. It was all, I felt like invisible horses were running through the forest. I need to get my device for this show. This Earth Riot show has to have this. I have to capture this. But I don't think I brought my phone. And I felt like I was sinking back into 5,000 or 50,000 shades of green, handling this wind. These horses, these invisible horses running through the forest. Invisible horses. And below me, there's this pond. Or maybe you call it a kind of inlet, maybe a river or a branch of a river. And there was this wind running over the water. There's a wind, a current in the water running. It had its own wind, a wind of water, see-through vibrations, full of life, I'm sure, baby salamanders and microbes and fish and algae flowers and fish. What are they? Can they see me up here? Waving my arms around, trying to capture this. What are the fish forgetting and remembering? And what do they see? There must be lots of things from us down in their rusty license plates and wires and gum wrappers and the wind and the water, waves from each flowing over each other in different directions, and the invisible hooves of horses. I keep seeing invisible horses and herons and orioles and dragonflies, and each of them flying with full speed and tension in their own direction. They're all missing each other. There they go. They're receiving the wind. And I'm sitting here swimming in place. All this scrounging for my phone. Can I just forget about my phone? But I'm thinking about Earth Riot Radio. I need to capture this somehow on tape. Is that an old technology? I'm not sure. I've got to get this for my pocket-sized piece of plastic and rare minerals. But maybe my satchel over here. Maybe it's down in the creases, the shadowy creases between the books. And then suddenly the entire forest turns with an unauthorized wind, full of a herd of galloping, unseeable wild horses in the park system.
Hello, welcome to News from the Natural World. I'm Savitri D. Deadly floods swept through the Nigerian town of Makwa after torrential rains. The death toll is more than 200, and another 500 people are still missing. Residents said the pressure of the floodwater was so intense that bodies washed up in the town of Raba, at least an hour's drive away. More than 3,000 houses were submerged. Experts say the frequency and severity of floods in Nigeria have increased due to climate change, unregulated construction, and poor drainage infrastructure. Widespread food shortages continue in Gaza. Israeli forces have shot and killed Palestinians forced to make their way to so-called aid distribution sites run by the U.S. and Israeli-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation. In southern Gaza, at least 75 Palestinians have been killed at or near these aid hubs since operations began on May 27th. Dead spiders curl up in a clawed position that may have useful applications in robotics. Scientists from Rice University have harnessed the unusual locomotion mechanism of wolf spiders to create a type of robotics they've coined necrobotics. Unlike animals that use muscles, spiders rely on hydraulic pressure to control their eight legs. A specialized structure called the prosoma chamber allows them to channel bodily fluids into their limbs, causing them to extend. Using a needle and some superglue, researchers created a seal in the prosoma chamber so they could effectively inject air into the spider's limbs, causing them to inflate and extend. Reducing that air pressure then allowed the legs to close in, creating a mechanical gripper. The necrobots last roughly 1,000 trials before starting to crumble. Researchers think they could be useful in pick-and-place tasks, such as in the assembly of microelectronics. A woman has brought the first-ever wrongful death lawsuit against Big Oil, claiming fossil fuel companies' climate negligence caused her mother's death during a major heat wave. Juliana Leon died of hypothermia in Seattle at age 65 during the 2021 Pacific Northwest heat dome, an event that killed nearly 200 people, which meteorologists say would have been virtually impossible without human-caused global warming. The day Julie died was the hottest day ever recorded in Washington state, with temperatures peaking around 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Major fossil fuel companies should be held accountable for Leon's death because they failed to warn the public about the dangers of planet heating emissions. Researchers have recorded wild chimpanzees in Guinea-Bissau using stones to produce sound, presumably as a form of communication. Over the course of a five-year field study, a striking behavioral pattern was observed. Adult male chimpanzees repeatedly struck stones against tree trunks, resulting in characteristic piles of stones at the base of these trees. This behavior is referred to as stone-assisted drumming and appears to be related to the classic drumming with hands or feet on hollow buttress roots, which chimpanzees use to convey information over long distances or to display dominance. Scientists suspect it may be that these loud, low-frequency sounds are meant to carry further than typical within-group communication. The acoustic properties of a stone striking a tree make that feasible in densely forested areas. Observations also point to cultural transmission as young chimpanzees adopt the behavior from older group members. More than one-fifth of the global ocean, an area spanning more than 75 million square kilometers, has grown darker over the past two decades. Ocean darkening occurs when changes in the optical properties of the ocean reduce the depth of its photic zones, home to 90% of all marine life, and the places where sunlight and moonlight drive ecological interactions. Interestingly, around 10% of the ocean, more than 37 million square kilometers, became lighter over the past 20 years. While the precise implication of these changes are not clear, the researchers say it could affect huge numbers of the planet's marine species. The changes are likely a result of a combination of nutrient, organic material, and sediment loading near the coasts, caused by factors such as agricultural runoff and increased rainfall. In the open ocean, the darkening comes down to changes in algal bloom dynamics and shifts in sea surface temperatures, which have reduced light penetration into surface waters. Windrunner is a supersized aircraft that's currently under development. The plane will boast an 80-meter or 262-foot wingspan and measure 108 meters or 354 feet from tip to tail. It's able to carry 12 times more cargo volume than a typical Boeing 747 commercial aircraft. Windrunner is being designed specifically to carry wind turbines. The nose of the plane can flip up, allowing wind turbine blades of over 100 meters or 328 feet in length to be shuffled into the cargo hold. Another key feature of the plane's design is its ability to land on very short, unpaved landing strips that are likely to be found in the remote regions where wind farms are being set up. A Cooper's hawk has been observed using a pedestrian crossing signal to ambush urban prey. Perched near idling cars during long red lights, the hawk launched its approach only after auditory pedestrian signals predicted an extended signal phase, resulting in a longer line of vehicles. Urban birds face complex and challenging environments shaped by constant human activity and infrastructure. Moving vehicles represent both hazards and opportunities that some birds exploit for feeding and strategic advantage. Crows drop hard-shelled food onto roads for cars to crush, and goshawks in Hamburg have been documented slipping behind buildings to hide their approach. Accipiter hawks are known for combining ambush tactics with rapid chases, requiring an understanding of prey movement patterns and the ability to plan ahead. Cooper's hawks began to utilize cities as habitat in the 1970s. The core values of vegetarians diverge sharply from those of meat eaters, revealing a profile less about kindness and more about individuality, according to psychologist John Neslek, who conducted exhaustive testing and research on thousands of people in multiple countries. Vegetarianism may reflect a pattern of independence and nonconformity rather than a heightened concern for social harmony. Across cultures, vegetarians express lower regard for values linked to social order and tradition, such as conformity, security, and benevolence. At the same time, they rated values tied to personal agency, including stimulation, achievement, and power, as more important. Neslek interprets this combination as evidence that vegetarianism may function less as a moral imperative and more as a form of self-definition through resistance to dominant norms. And now the sounds of extinction, glaciers. Glaciers are found on every continent except Australia, from Mount Kilimanjaro to the Austrian Alps and the Karakoram Range in Pakistan. Their meltwater sustains rivers critical for farming, fisheries, and drinking water, and diverse ecosystems around the world. Last week, 9 million tons of ice and rock descended on the Valley of Blaten in the Swiss Alps, destroying hundreds of homes and obliterating a village that has been there for 800 years. When the glacier known as Birch Gletscher collapsed under the weight of the rock and debris that had accumulated on its surface due to a series of avalanches. The scale of the glacial landslide that hit Blaten is near unprecedented in the Swiss Alps. But glaciers and permafrost are melting and destabilizing across the world. As they do, terrain that was once frozen solid is crumbling and sinking. Some glacial lakes are overflowing, and rivers of ice that have endured for millions of years are cracking, shrinking, and being loaded with debris. How these mixed structures of earth and ice will behave in a rapidly warming world is unpredictable. Glaciers in the Alps have lost 50% of their area since 1950, and the rate at which ice is being lost has been accelerating, with projections that all of the glaciers in the Alps could be gone in this century. Peru has lost more than half of its glacier surface in the last 6 decades, and hundreds of glaciers around the world have completely disappeared in the last 10 years, mostly due to the increase in the average global temperature. Around 25% of current sea level rise is attributed to glacier melt. Even if global temperatures stabilize at their current level, 40% of the world's glaciers will be lost. And hear the sound of glacial melt.
All these young people in their green trucks, I can see them in the middle distance beyond this little forest I'm sitting in, with young men and young women in green trucks steering around with jobs to do, with the shovels in back. And then there are men in suits. They're invisible too, but I'm sure they're here, and they're full of hurry and hate and trying to find the young ones in the trucks, trying to get them to do things. And meanwhile, the wilderness is coming up from the rivers, and the wilderness is falling down from the sky. And the young park people, they've stopped the truck in the forest somewhere, and they're kissing each other. And the old men in suits are wondering what they're doing, and they're turning. The old men in suits are turning into herons and little blue herons and salamanders and wild horses and the color of ink. The herons are bluish, the color of ink. Maybe the ink on the contracts and the ink on the laws and the directions and the hate and fear, the ink. I'm looking for my phone. Where's my phone? I've got to get this for Earth Riot Radio. Have you ever heard of our radio show? It's Savitri. She has the news from the natural world. And well, okay, I'm in love with Savitri. And then there's Jason, the invisible third party, the editor of all this. Jason's waiting for us to bring him things that he can place and piece into a jigsaw puzzle of sound. And the earth has lost patience. The earth has run out of patience. And the wind, this amazing wind, the sounds of this wind as I sit here on this riverbank. How amazing. I feel like I'm swimming in place. And the invisible horses are running over me. Earthaluia. Earthaluia.
Let's you and me go swimming.
Let's you and me go swimming.
In the dead zone sea.
In the dead zone sea.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
De-demonize the Wuhan bat.
The civet cat goes free.
The civet cat goes free.
Let's you and me go climbing. Up the blackened mountainside.
Up the blackened mountainside.
Apologize to the bleeding sun.
Apologize to the bleeding sun.
We lost the last word.
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 Let's you and me go flying.
Let's you and me go flying.
Take a rocket to the innocent breeze. Read the smog of broken data.
Read the smog of broken data.
Oh, crash in the crime of the trees.
Crash in the crime of the trees.
Let's you and me go dying.
Let's you and me go dying.
Win the race to end our race. Look up from the mirror and into the eye. Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
I love the horizon, leaping to its depth. Let's embrace what isn't there.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Let's go for a swim in the raging flood.
Of everyone's unknown beautiful face.
Of Mother Earth's self-care.
Peace. difficult environment in which we live, which is constantly selling itself as prosperity, the American dream, exactly what we wanted, ultimate convenience, status, good looks, eternal youth, getting laid, all of it, all the time. Hallelujah. When it's actually none of it all the time. We need to make rituals now, new rituals. And that little look up, stand up, walk to the tree, just make that a concentrated thing that we put it all together. And, well, we've been working on something called floppy yoga. In which you, in your mind, you imagine that move of forthright freedom from corporate media. You put it in your body. You're standing up. You're looking up. You're remembering what a tree is. This is your very idiosyncratic, your personal dance of freedom. And so, you turn to the left. Tree, I'm here! I'm here! Hey! Ursaluya! Now, each of us, I believe, and I hope that the choir is hearing this new church catechism for the first time. I hope that you agree with me. And up in the balcony, you mysterious souls, are you inclined to go along with this as well? Because what I'm going to ask you to do now, all of you, as a demonstration to our public, our lost souls, I would like to just ask you to imagine yourself getting up from the screen and walking.
What is the forest industry most afraid of? Shifting the conversation from saving old growth to protecting what's left of BC's primary forests, areas with minimal human disturbance and far greater ecological value than tree farms. Save What's Left Conservation Society is a volunteer-run group at the forefront of the movement to save the last remnants of unprotected primary forest through seeking reforms to the government agency, BC Timber Sales. Learn more at savewhatsleft.ca, find us on social media, and please support our vital work through our website.